what is going on in heaven? Is there sickness and disease up there? Is there poverty and lack? Is there defeated angels and angelic beings and saints that are gone before us? Are they defeated? Are they depressed? So whatever is going on in heaven should be going on where? You notice he said, inners. I'm going to bring this point out so you can see. So you can see that it's possible to have this going on in earth. He didn't say here on earth. He said in earth. Right? Because we are earthling vessels. There's a lot of chaos going on in the world, in the earth. But in you, it shouldn't be happening. Because he's in this vessel. We are earthling vessels that have the power and life of God on the inside of us. So whatever, this is what should be going on inside of you, what's going on in heaven. Ooh, hallelujah. Is that okay? Turn to Colossians chapter 3. Ooh, Jesus. Can I preach this morning? May I? Colossians 3:1. If ye then been what? Risen with Christ. How many risen with Christ? Seek those things which are above. Where Christ sitteth where? On the right hand of God. Okay, keep going. Set your affection. Where? Because you want what's above going on and working and operating in you on the earth inside of you. You don't want what's going on this earth beneath working in you and around. It's around you, but not working in you. So you set your affection where? On things above, not on things on the earth. But remember we talked about the flesh last week, how it will do anything. Your flesh is always trying to go after something that's destructive. Come on now. Can I preach? If you're a good-looking woman, is there something about you tempting and want to show yourself? I'm just going to leave alone. Y'all don't want me to preach. Huh? Because Satan done talked to you. You looked in the mirror. You think you better than somebody else because you know. And if you set your affection on yourself, you are bound to wind up in sin that's going to cause you some hurt, some pain, and suffering, and abuse. I watch basketball games, both pro and college. I don't watch all of them, but I watch them. I watch football games. And I know I'm not the only one. And both pro and college. And they have some people, girls, and they call cheerleaders. I wonder why do they have them? And when they have a timeout, sometimes they'll show a little of it on TV, but if you hit the game, you'll see the whole thing. They hit the floor. They are on the floor. They supposed to be entertaining. That's what they say. But Satan wanna put his program over to become a distraction to you. And if you don't control your flesh, because they don't come out dressed from head to toe. Come on, it's almost nothing. Hello? Come on. Satan's game plan, because there's a certain amount of tension that comes to a man just because he's a man. But if he has no prayer life, and sure enough, if he has no Jesus, anybody in the house? That's why you see all this stuff going on. You thought that would be further enough, didn't you? You would think, you know, well, he's chasing women. Come on. Or women chasing men, because it's on both sides. You think that would be further enough, because this is why God gave us guidelines. Under the guideline, it's natural for a man to want a woman and a woman want a man. That's natural. So God said, become a husband, become a wife, so you can be legal. But here's where I'm going with this. You think that would be far Satan would go, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I mean, you would think that. But you know what he's done? I read it to you last week. Now he got a man thinking he's a woman. Come on. And now he got a woman thinking she's a man. And the church has been quiet. Lulled to sleep. Sleeping in dangerous time. Just like Jonah. Everybody else was upset. Jonah was down in the hidden part of the ship sleeping. Y'all, we got to wake up. Those of us who are not awake, just a churchgoer, I want to encourage you. If it ever were a time that men need to pray, now is the time. You need to learn how to pray. You think. Now what if, somebody help me out. There are over 23,000 people have gotten killed in this earthquake. What's the name of the place? Turkey and Syria. What if you were in their position now? What if you?